Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I believe in you, Lord. I believe in you. Praise God. Amen. We're going to look at, amen, maximizing my potentials for today. Before we even go out to work, some of us, amen, being around the house as housewives or whatever, you know, because of the economy and because of the system, the governmental system itself, has so many flaws in it. We as the body of Christ need to understand that because we are born again, we are kingdom children, and there's a system that is set and designed to maximize our potentials if we only allow God to, amen, work on our behalf. We were created for purpose, amen. We are goal setters that have visions and dreams for our future and a better future for our children. But we cannot accomplish anything without God being there for us. Amen. Praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. God has set this day, amen, for our purpose. Amen. To be fulfilled, amen, in this day's time. I don't care what goes on and happen around you, it's still the day that the Lord has made. If it's a good day, we're going to rejoice in God and be glad in it. Amen. If it's a bad day, we're going to rejoice in God and be glad in it. Because God has a purpose in even the bad times that we experience. Amen. So we're going to maximize our potentials. We're going to understand that if God, amen, is in control, amen, we must not be out of control. Amen. To increase, amen, something important in our lives, amen, so it can be successful. That is what maximizing means, amen. And the potentials, amen, is the capacity to develop. We have the capacity to develop. God has given all of us a measure of faith. He's measured everything out to us concerning our relationship with him, amen, and our livelihood. If we only look at him and obey him, we'll succeed. The Bible clearly tells us that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, but it's up to us in our mindset to overthrow what Satan speaks to us on a daily basis, to not allow his doubt to come in so that we can do the things that Christ ordained us to do. We all have purpose. In order for us to succeed in life, we have to set goals. Goals are objectives or our aims in life for our purpose. Amen. Praise God. And it can be fulfilled. Whether in the ministry or being a doctor or a stay-at-home mom, you will need God in order to fulfill those goals, amen, and be successful in order for you to win. Many people, they have accomplished and been successful in various things, amen, that they set their minds and their goals to. But a lot of them have left out God and don't believe God. They're atheists and they're doing everything they can as they are in their so-called purpose of life. But they never accomplish the fullness of it because they don't allow God to come in and fulfill the things that, amen, are important, amen. And that's a healthy relationship, a God that you can rely on, because there's a thing out there that say he's a God, but he's not a God. So they end up shipwrecking along the way. Most of them are alcoholics, drug users, amen. You find more people in high position that are messed up, amen, than those that are, amen, praise God, in the lower, amen, praise God, position. Amen, praise God. But we can all, if we literally turn to God, can accomplish, amen, that purpose, amen, and meet those goals. In order for us to maximize our potential, God must be first and foremost in our lives. Amen. We must believe in him. You believe in him, so shall you prosper. We must trust in him, because the Bible said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thy own understanding. Amen. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct thy path. We must obey him, for obedience is better than sacrifice. We must pray to him. The effectual, fervent, righteous prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise God. Be eager to pray to him about your goals, about your purpose in life, about the potentials that you want to do, amen, and deal with for this day. For the Bible said, this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. We must acknowledge him. Put God first. Amen. In everything that you do. Amen. And when you do that, amen, you're killing out the gods that want to lord over you. Doubt and disbelief and hatred and envy and jealousy and all of those. You got to have the right kind of fruits in order to maximize your potentials. Amen. Praise God. For every season there's a harvest, and a good harvest produces fruits of righteousness. We are in the winter season. Amen. Praise God. Some people call it fall before winter. Amen. Praise God. But we're in that season. Amen. Praise God. And in this fall season, we must understand that when you're planting a crop just like a farmer does, amen, he's already decided what he's going to, amen, plant for the fall season. And because of that, he does not go out and buy seeds that are not for that season, but he goes out and plan his purpose, amen, and his goals for that season. And then he plants the seeds that are going to produce for that season. We, as the body of Christ, have goals that we have to set for the season that we're in. The fall season is different from the winter. The winter is different from the spring. The spring is different from the summer. But they all have a harvest. Amen. And so we need to set our goals. If we look at, amen, the Hebrews, praise God. First of all, technology was so advanced, amen, praise God, as they were in a famine all over the world, amen. God had purpose for Joseph to go into Egypt in order to save a nation. Anytime that there is a purpose, it's in order to do the will of God, amen, and it's to work out God's will in order to save a nation of people. If you're a doctor, one of the things that you're going to do is you're going to try to save everybody you can that's going to get on that operating table. So you set goals in your mind already. I'm going to do this surgery this way, and I'm going to make sure that I accomplish everything, and everything is set in order so that I won't lose that person. Well, that's the way God is with us. When we have purpose, amen, we need to understand that we are capable of doing all things. We can do all things through Christ to strengthen us, amen. We have the capacity, the capability by the faith, the measure of faith that God has given us to accomplish what we need to do for the day. We can maximize, praise God, our potentials today by just acknowledging God first, setting our goals, amen, and then following through with it. Amen. Praise God. We don't have to die. We don't have to let Satan, that old dirty, stinking dog, lord over us. We can be successful in life. Amen. So the Hebrews, amen, praise God. First, Joseph came in, and he set up a system with Pharaoh in order to save not only the Egyptians but his family. So he set up a system, a governmental system that was established by God. You know, that's the awesomeness of God, that he can allow his system, amen, to come in, and all of the other systems that are around, they fail because they don't have the intelligence of God. God is highly intelligent, and he's already planning, amen, your life, amen, before you were formed in your mother's womb. Amen. Praise God. He puts the thoughts and desires, amen, in your life, in your heart, in order for you to carry them out. And then he goes and he executes them. Amen. Praise God. And you become that success. Amen. Praise God. So Joseph set forth a governmental system in order to save the nation, and it was through the economy. Amen. Praise God. A lot of us, amen, have potentials in us. Amen. Praise God. And God wants to see you reach your goal, but there's an enemy out there. And so you got to learn to use strategy in making your plans. Amen. Praise God. And reaching your goal. So we as the body of Christ don't have to be lack. There's no lack in God. The Bible says he owns the cattle of a thousand hills, and if he was hungry, he wouldn't even ask us anything. And then on top of it, he said his thoughts are not our thoughts, nor his ways our ways. Amen. So he's capable of doing intelligent things for us in order to make us intelligent for him, for purpose and goal. Amen. So we need to maximize our potentials by acknowledging him and letting him take the lead. As Joseph went on to be successful, amen, and save the nation through, amen, praise God, the economy. After he died, the next Pharaoh came along. He didn't know of Joseph. He heard about him, but he didn't care nothing about the success that he had done. So he became fearful of the Hebrew nation because they were increasing and multiplying. God is a God of multiplicity. Anytime God set anything in your life, amen, for purpose, he's going to always increase. If you don't see increase, you know you're being attacked by the enemy. So if you're attacked by the enemy, to maximize your potentials, amen, praise God, you're going to have to pray and you're going to have to fast. Amen, praise God. So in order for us, amen, praise God, to reach our goals, you got to stay before the Lord because the enemy is going to try to knock down everything and tap everything that you have built up, and it's torn down in the spiritual realm. You can't see it. That's why God is a supernatural God, working in the supernatural, being a spirit being that we are. We must adhere to the will of God in order to succeed. So we go on, amen, praise God, and build up on our most holy faith. Because the Bible said our faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So because of Pharaoh being afraid of the Hebrew nation, he began to persecute them and suffer them, and he began to use their skills and their talents, amen, in order to reach his goal. Well, with us, amen, praise God, today, like I said, God has given us, amen, so many gifts. Amen, and the measure of faith, amen, and the capability to accomplish. He's given us wealth, praise God, and it's not all the time a monetary thing, but it's wealth, amen, as far as the wisdom that we have in order to be entrepreneurs, to be various great ministers that don't want to do evil, but want to do good to with literally the goodwill of God. So we're maximizing our potentials by the things that we, amen, have vision and dream through what God has given us, amen, and then obeying him. So they went on, amen, praise God, and they were so highly skilled, amen, they became carpenters, masons, amen. They became builders of high-rise buildings, amen. They became educated as far as reasoning and logic to be intelligent as far as doctors, amen, in the midst of the Hebrews where they were sick, amen, praise God. Lawyers that would go in, amen, and literally defend one another, amen, in cases, amen, praise God. And we as the body of Christ need to understand that, amen, a nation is filled by the intelligence of God. And when this America understand that without God, this nation is going to fall, then they begin to adhere to the will of God. We need to stay structured, amen, to maximize our potentials, amen, praise God, and allow us to be planners, amen. You don't plan in the winter what you're going to do in the winter. You plan that in the summer. Amen. You begin to set your goals in the summer. So you're always ahead of the enemy. You pray ahead of time. You pray for the things that you need way ahead of time so that God can move upon the things that is set for your life. Amen. Praise God. So the Egyptians knew that the Hebrews were intelligent. Amen. Praise God. And they were very productive. And they made, they literally made the Egyptians great. Amen. In essence, to the Hebrews' intelligence, they were very skillful. Amen. God had given them that gift. If you want anything to operate in your life, allow the gifts of God, amen, to be set forth and then walk in obedience. We can maximize our potentials by setting our goals for the purpose that God has ordained in our lives. Amen. Maximize your potentials today because, amen, you cannot lose when God has set forth the things, amen. He will not let the enemy overtake you. He will not let the enemy destroy you. Amen. Praise God. You will reach your goal, but you got to allow God to do the things that He has purposed for you. Amen. And walk in obedience because all your heart desires is what God has already planned. Amen.
Though I can't see your home.